This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah. To be honest with you, I stopped answering this question a long time ago because I believe that those brothers who say that attending demonstrations is not allowed, they are just copying some scholars who are talking about the rulings of demonstrations from a particular perspective and a particular background, and they are living within oppressive regimes that do not allow anyone to oppose the regime or to even enjoining the good and forbidding the evil. And I believe that they just have a loud noise, and they just want Muslims to be passive people. Okay. Let alone that some of them have different agendas, actually. So either they have different agendas, okay, or bad agendas, evil agendas, or they are too simplistic in their approach of understanding Islam. This is one thing. However, as we were asked this question, let me elaborate more on that. Now, my dear brothers and sisters, you know, the actions of a human beings are divided into two types. Actions where you worship Allah Jalla wa Ala, okay, the ibadat, okay, and these are certain listed ibadat that were heavily regulated by Sharia, okay, and there are other ibadat that are general and that are not regulated heavily by Sharia, but Allah Jalla Ala gave us outlines, guidelines, broad guidelines. Okay, now this type of ibadat, the scholars classified them as the ibadat, and the others, although they are ibadat, but the scholars called them as mu'amalat. Okay, such as buying, selling, okay, such as organizing your country, such as political activism. All of these are what? Are ibadat in the general term, and Sharia gave very wide guidelines for them, such as don't commit injustice. Yeah, this is the main guideline, and don't cause fasad. Yeah, these are the two main guidelines. Don't commit injustice and don't spread evil, corruption, and don't cause people to go away from Allah Jalla Ala. Okay. Apart from this, okay, if any activity is free from injustice, from zulm, and free from spreading evil, okay, it is allowed. All scholars agreed on this. Yeah, all scholars. Why? Because Allah Jalla Ala, when he spoke about fawahish, he said, قُلْ إِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ رَبِّيَ الْفَوَاحِشَ مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنْ وَالْإِثْمَ وَالْبَغْيَ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ وَأَنْ تُشْرِكُ بِاللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يُنَزِّلْ بِهِ سُلْطَانًا. So he listed what was excluded, okay, which means that the general form, yeah, is the permissibility, okay. And An-Nawawi and others quoted the consensus of the scholars on this matter, yeah, that the original principle, okay, in matters that are not considered to be from the listed ibadat, salah, siyam, zakah, hajj, and some elements of dhikr, yeah, they call them the mandate. They are the original principle that they are permissible, except if there is a dalil to say that they are not permissible. And the main reasons for them to become impermissible is what? Injustice and spreading evil. Okay, so the political activism, including going for marches, is part of this. You don't ask, is it halal or haram? It is halal. If you have a proof that it is haram, you show it to us. Okay, and as we said, the main reason for it to become haram is if this leads to injustice or leads to fasad, yeah, or evil things. If it doesn't lead to either of these things, then it is what? It is permissible, okay? Number one. Number two, what are the demonstrations? Demonstrations is people are coming together, they are asking for changing the munkar. Yeah, so it is part of enjoining the good and forbidding the evil. What is it? People are coming together to what? To say, this is haram. We want you, O leader, or the government, or whoever is in charge of it, you need to change it. So in fact, my dear brothers and sisters, mudaharat, demonstrations, vigil, all these types of activities, yeah, political activism, it can be seen as wajib. Yeah, it can be seen, I believe that it is wajib. Okay, it is what? Compulsory, obligatory. Why? Because this is a tool to enjoin the good and forbid the evil. And it is one of the most effective tools to enjoin the good and forbid the evil. Okay? Other tools are not that effective as those demonstrations. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam says, yeah, من رأى منكم منكرا فليغيره بيدي فإن لم يستطع فبلساني فإن لم يستطع فبقلبي. Whoever sees a munkar, he should change it. Okay? By his hand, otherwise by his tongue, otherwise by his heart. Mm. And my dear brothers and sisters, we are an ummah of activism. Any Muslim, please, brothers and sisters, listen to this. The nature, the very nature of this ummah is activism. Okay? This ummah is not a passive ummah. Yeah? Allah Jalla wa Ala says, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. You are the best nation raised to mankind, taken and given to mankind. Why? Not because of our limited understanding of ibadah, because of our activism. Activism to do what? To promote what is good and to what? De-promote or maybe resist or enjoin, forbid what is evil. What I said is that attending these marches can be part of our responsibility as Muslims. Yeah. Unfortunately, those who do not understand the bigger picture of Islam, they will look at Islam from a very micro way, and that's why they cannot understand these things. That's why even myself, I started not to give them any attention, yeah, because they can't understand. Their minds are so narrow, yeah, and they cannot understand the bigger picture and the nature of Islam, that is a nature of a charismatic, active religion. Okay. Now, tomorrow, yes, there will be a demonstration. And they said, we hope that it will be the biggest demonstration, okay, to ask for, to demand for the fire to demand for a ceasefire, yeah, and to demand for the aid to start going to Gaza. Mm-hmm. Now,
20 seconds left, Sheikh.
Are you telling me that this is not something that we should call for? And how to call for? Demonstration is one of the best ways to call for that. You can shout, you can do whatever you can do within the legal framework, because we don't want to do something that will jeopardize the demonstration.
بأنك تقبلني يا كريم.